Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Look at Shannon. Look at her pumping. I've never seen Shannon get more excited for a show.
Start shaking her titties.
Come on, Shannon. Shake those titties around. You want that tit jar to get filled up this week?
False promises.
What? What, bitch? You think I've got money?
Hey, our money's as real as those titties.
Hey, girly girl.
Whole dollar.
Is this my bachelor party?
Yeah, we're just Shannon fucking
we're just throwing wadded up singles at her miserable Shannon.
Shannon.
Yes.
Will you come dance at Zach's bachelor party?
I'm sorry, no.
Shut up. Why do you think you're too good for everything?
I'm not. It's just not my thing.
Boring, boring bitch.
I am boring, yeah.
This is why nobody wants to pay for your tit, Shannon.
We would really roll up dollars and whip them at her.
Shannon, I'm gonna just take four quarters at a time and just fling them at her head.
Okay, I'll do it then.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking. Everyone's gonna have rolls of nickels, and we're just gonna fucking.
Whoever can leave nickels. The most indent of a president on a part of Shannon.
Shannon, come get your tip.
No, come here. I didn't know. I'm not doing anything for it.
You're not doing anything. Just come, guys. Come get it, baby. No, just come get it, baby. Like,
you've been weird all day today. You're freaking me out.
All day? I've been here for 8 minutes.
Yeah, but you've been weird.
No, because I high-fived everyone else, and then I said hi to Shannon, because I was like, I don't even have to deal with her anymore. Ever since we stopped fucking, now it's been awkward.
And we only stopped fucking because you've been away.
I know, and it's been awkward. It's been awkward. You didn't call me at all the whole time I was out of town.
I wanted to give you space.
I hooked up with other women on the road. Just know that.
That's okay.
All right. I know it bothers you, and this is why you're giving me a weird attitude. Here, Shannon. Get it when the show's over. Clean it up. Great show plan today. I'm back. I am back in New York City. Very exciting time. I went to Hawaii, and I went to Los Angeles, California. I had a lot of fun, guys. A lot of cool stuff happening, both in the Gas Digital and the Louis J. Gomez stand-up comedy world. Brendan Ayers here.
Oh, man.
What's up, doggy?
Man, first-time caller, long-time listener. Couldn't be happier to be here.
I know.
I had a nickel, speaking of nickels, fell off my leg in the shower yesterday.
It was stuck to your body from the bed.
That is not a sign of a good life when you're just nickels falling off you in the shower.
I feel like there's only... you have to be a certain type of slimy for heavy coins to stick to you. Like a dime, I'll give anyone.
Sure.
Give anyone the benefit of the doubt. You have a dime, a little thin, light dime stick to your butt.
Right.
That's anybody. But a nickel or a quarter.
Yeah.
A Sacagawea dollar.
Sacagawea. Like
18 Sacagawea dollars stuck to his back.
I have a pog slammer.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like, I don't know.
OJ pug?
Yeah, the old OJ slammer. Let loose the juice.
It's been on me for 25 minutes.
Oh, that's what that was.
Did you ever know anyone that actually knew how to play pogs?
Yeah, I played pogs. Like
see, I just collect them. No one in my school knew how to play the game.
Here's what you do, okay? You take the pogs, okay? You put 10, 15 in a stack upside down, the white part facing up, not the design, right? And you're gambling the pogs.
Right.
So you're putting your pogs in, they put their pogs in, you go, cool. And then you take the slammer and you slam it down on top of the pog stack. You want to hit the lip, so you flip the pogs. Whichever one's flip, you take.
Okay, then what is his what's his comeback?
That he does it with your stack.
Oh, he does it with your stack.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That game should come back.
Yeah, it was
that's
a fucking dope game.
Yeah, that's not
bad. You seem with Crazy Bones. I don't think anyone knew how to play it.
What is this? Is this the rules of Pogs?
Yeah, she's about to do the slammer.
Yeah. Get some volume on it. Got to hear that slam, baby.
I'd like to see her hear.
You get one chance to throw per turn, whether you hit or miss the stack. After you throw, take all the pogs that are now face down or have been flipped over and keep them. Then restack the remaining pogs as before and the next player goes. Once there are no remaining pogs, the game ends. The player with the most pogs wins. If you were playing for keeps, keep the pogs you took during the game. Otherwise, return them to their original owners.
And that's how you play pogs.
Let me ask you.
Oh, my God. Look at that fucking plain bitch.
This is what I wanted to ask you guys.
She's in 2019. She's creating pog videos. She's still living back in fucking 92.
Do you think?
Some guy was like, you know what I love? Pogs. And he meant fat ass white girls, but she just learned how to play pogs.
Y'all don't want to slam into that pog.
Do you think
make an informational video?
Anyone has ever masturbated to that video?
I don't think there's a video someone hasn't masturbated.
That's what I'm
to.
Thinking. I'm thinking someone has jerked off to that lady describing.
How many
pogs.
Views? Depending on.
Sorry, 8,021.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You don't
think sometimes you're just kind of keeping it hard and doing other things.
Masturbated while that video is playing?
Yes. 100%. There's not a commercial on TV that someone hasn't jerked off to.
Let me back up a second. What do you mean? Think about how many times you're just kind of keeping it hard while you do other things.
You don't just have your dick in your hand while
you're
while
just
you're
cooking breakfast.
You get an email.
Kind of keeping a boner going.
In the middle of your
session. Yeah,
you're like,
okay.
Hold on, let me click.
But I mean, I'm not doing like chores.
No, I mean,
just
with your phone in your hand.
Just in case,
Where is Greg Stone? Where is fucking Greg Stone?
He said he had there's a major train malfunction.
He's banned. He's banned now.
He's supposed to be on my show tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Maybe if you would have danced over for that dollar, I'd have a little bit more sympathy for you. But you know what? Also, what is this? We have a contest for Six Flags? I forgot about this.
Really, Lewis?
I have no idea what this contest is. We got to go to the Six Flags contest. I don't even know if we're going to Six Flags anymore.
Yeah, we are.
The date got you. When is the date?
I'm not going to say it. I think Nate just said it, but I'm not going to repeat it.
Can you just say do it with your fingers?
Why is it a secret when you're going to Six
Flags? Because
Flags?
We don't want the fucking psycho fans to show up and start following us around.
Yeah.
The winner of the contest, we tell them the date we go to Six Flags.
I see.
And they get to come.
Right. All
right.
So you remember?
Do I have to pay for anything?
Fast pass. Just the winner.
Fuck. Just the winner.
Yeah, you were high on life.
I don't even remember what the contest is for. What they have to do.
Does this help?
Oh, they have to do a video. Yes, of them dancing or doing something nice or raping their baby.
No, committing suicide.
Committing suicide. Yes, the best suicide. Your next of kin gets a free fast pass to Six Flags. We like the party. All right, let's do the contest. Fuck it. Or should we wait for Greg fucking dumbass Stone?
The contest is over. It's that guy that shot himself on the news.
Yeah.
He's won hands down.
He shot himself on the news.
That politician years ago where he just did a
can you pull up the Arbud Dwyer video and give it a little time and then play the music as well?
Yeah. And then
we like to watch the Arbud Dwyer video while we listen to the Six Flags music, and we'll see if it tracks.
And send his grandson a fast pass.
He gets a fast pass to the Six Flags in Jersey.
40 years later.
Paper bag. Stand back. This might hurt somebody. Yeah. They play that in one of the on the first Manson record. It's sampled in one of the songs.
Yeah, they. I remember that was my first Faces of Death video that I purchased from a gas station that was on that one. Same video where they were eating monkey brains. And
the problem with those videos is they were a mix of real and fake.
Yeah,
that was 75% fake.
Yeah,
and then
a lot of it was fake
footage
and then,
they purchased.
Right. Yeah. Or didn't like that the Bud Dwyer stuff. I bet
public.
They just stole. Yeah.
There's a lady who killed herself on the news that you can't find.
That's right. They got rid of that. You can't find that anywhere.
It's scrubbed.
Yeah.
How is it possible that anything's scrubbed?
Well, I think Bud Dwyer's hard to find. The actual killing himself. You can find the leading up to it.
Right, let's go. Let's get the music. Let's see. All right. There we go. Hold on. Keep it going. around the corner.
Holy
hey, now, hey. And it's a little bit of a nosebleed.
Jesus Christ.
What? Shut up, Nate. What are you, gay? A little bit of blood.
Fuck,
fucking
man.
Nate's freaking out like a chick in the booth. Grow up, Nate. It's an old video.
Yeah, no, there was a news lady who came in and blew her brains out on the news, and that you cannot find. Like, they showed it once, and nobody taped it. Hmm. And then they deleted the... I think her family had the footage destroyed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Bud Dwyer, if he submitted that video for the contest, it would be hard to beat.
Very
you know
tough.
But, you know, to be honest with you, with today's cell
phones... Tough to submit.
That was a fucking news camera back then, right? Think about how much nicer the cell phone footage is today. So you wouldn't even have to really try that hard to beat Bud Dwyer. I take it all back. So let's see these contests. Are there any suicides or is it just people doing funny stuff?
I don't want to ruin anything.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So I have three that people actually put effort into. And then there's one I don't think you're going to love. It's a little boring. And then there's another one where they just sent a YouTube video of Officer Maggot, which is 13 minutes long.
Officer Maggot?
Well, I think start with that.
I'm not watching a 13-minute long video.
I mean, I can just, like, I can show you what it is, but I don't understand its relevance.
Let's see. Let's go. What is this?
I think it's a sketch by Sam Hyde from Million Dollar Extreme. That's all it is.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the contest.
No.
All right, thank you, Sean. Thank you. We'll probably not play that one.
Yeah, I would say let's skip it.
Somebody sent us.
That was their submission. It said submission for the Six Flags.
She's like, I got a YouTube copyright violation. This is another submission for the contest. Not any email that comes in, Shannon.
I asked you beforehand. Okay, here's the next one.
Give me, let's see.
This is the one that's also not great, but the next three are good.
Okay, so we're going to do the bad ones. Let's see. All right. I like it already. I like the music. That setup shot, I like. It's a while. Guest Digital Island Extra. I don't know what it says.
Extravaganza.
Ah.
It's spelled wrong.
Like we can't see.
The opening shot is just like kind of a guy who's not that great at flying a drone yet. Like it just comes back and forth and out.
Is that Epstein's Island?
That's what I was going to ask.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Looks nice.
It's pretty long, so I'm going to skip.
I mean, can we,
caption.
What are we doing here? This is crazy. It's just.
Is this just Google Earth of the Jeffrey Epstein's Island?
Okay, this guy.
And that's the last change of wording. It's a minute and 50 seconds long.
All right, thanks.
Cool. Thanks, dude.
He might. Hey, we'll see how the other ones are. Jesus fucking.
Nice Christ. Island, though.
All right,
okay,
let's see.
The next one is from Ted Tremblay.
Ted Tremblay. I know Ted Tremblay. Is Steve Byrne? I like it. Oh, shit.
Oh, this is going to be a bunch of suicides, isn't it?
I don't know if I'd call that a suicide.
It's a murder.
Yeah. Come through in the fucking clutch. Chug the fucking shot, you puss. I've
got something to tell you. It's all just random. This person is mentally handicapped. But, solid clips.
It's as close to 3 minutes long, just letting you know.
Okay. It's a lot. That's pretty fucking hilarious. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
It's not bad.
It's a good video.
I also like that he started with a Vietnam theme.
Yeah.
And then was like, I don't think I can keep this up. Yeah. Three Vietnam clips.
It's just like so random. Yeah. I love it. Ted Tremblay right now is I mean, head and shoulders in first place. You're banned. He's banned. Get him out. Get security. Security. Oh, you're so lucky I like you, Greg Stone.
You can't ban this talent, baby.
You're so lucky I like you. You're so lucky I fucking like you. You're so fucking lucky.
You guys started without me? That's fucked up.
Doggy.
You literally texted me telling him to start without me.
Yeah.
And then Lewis was going to ban you. But I stepped in.
Yeah.
I said not a word. Nothing. I allowed the ban to continue.
He was like, I say make it 3 months.
I said, make it longer and ban him from my life.
You can't ban
Go back to the video we're watching. All right, so people had to create submissions with the Six Flags music and send it in. And the best video submission, funny video, gets a free not all expenses paid. They get their fast passes paid for.
And a hot dog and a beer.
And a hot dog and a fucking beer. But boy, that's a good fucking deal right there. And they get to hang out with us at Six Flags for like a couple minutes. We're gonna do like meet.
Yeah, we're gonna ditch him. For a couple minutes.
Yeah. Then they gotta go. Hard. They gotta go on a different
We're gonna dump Maddie Jester's belts on
them. All right, let's go. Jesus, look like me. That's right after I won my fight.
9 were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
It's my bar mitzvah. Can you please help me out? No problem. Thank you so much.
They lost my interest.
Yep.
That was my answer. Yo, you need photos. Great. It was great.
This is the end.
I can't hear what they're saying, though. See? We would have dipped out when we dipped out. He would have been. All right. We got it. It's great. But Shannon fucked you, Ted Tremblay. Shannon fucked you right in your ass. And then after she does it, you know what? She's going to stop being cool at work. She's going to start being weird every day. After she's fucked you, she fucked you a couple times, you know? And she says, hey, this is not emotional. This is like fucking, we're just doing it. It's sex. It's just fun. Me and you, who cares? We've known each other a long time. We, you know.
We can handle it.
Her idea. Imagine that, Ted Tremblay. Anyway. Fucking idea.
Then your asshole is just haunted by those 3 Guidette fingers.
Yeah. God damn it.
Did you guys fuck?
Yeah, me and Shannon.
Oh, that's great. That's great, a Shannon. Bunch. This is great news.
She loves it.
Oh, I love it.
I know you do.
Man, that's fantastic. You think I'm not thinking about this right now, loving it?
I know, dude. Yeah, it's fucking great. Hot as shit.
Beautiful fucking. Ah, that's wonderful.
Just a fucking. Shannon, remember when our stomachs slapped into each other?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get the soundtrack.
Just fucking, just two fucking flippers just fucking smashing into each other.
Man. I don't know. I was like, good for you, but I don't know who that was good for.
It was good for both of us.
It was good for you.
Dude, she comes like crazy. Really? Anyway, Shannon, next video.
All right, next one is from Steve O'Keefe.
Steve O'Keefe, I love it.
this guy's got me already.
He's naked. It's hot.
Oh, nice.
She's fingering herself, yes. Oh, wait. Show your girlfriend naked, you asshole.
Yeah.
This guy
nice piece.
There it is. That's it. The gold.
Great dick on this guy.
I mean, this guy won.
No way. Yes.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
This is a suicide. She's still finger banging herself.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, he's.
I
good.
Love it. Wow.
Wow.
Ted Tremblay, suck my dick.
That guy
Steve
wanted it.
O'Keefe is crushing it.
He came in strong. He stayed strong.
Yeah.
He
I just want to meet his hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should have been more skin on your girlfriend, Steve.
Yeah. We should have. We would have seen. Listen to me. He would have won this right now if it opened up with just her doing the. We like the party with her pussy. We like the party. We like the party. Guaranteed win, but he's in first place right now.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
One
more submission. This is it. Steve might be coming.
This one's from Josh.
Oh, Josh is gonna have to bring it, man. Start strong.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, no.
It's all just gay. Oh, shit. Ralph. These are good fucking animations. No Harrington. What is that?
Sleeping pills.
It's acetaminophen. It's just aspirin.
It'll kill you. Aspirin will kill you, yeah.
I mean, he's really eating them. He's really killing himself.
Oh, my God.
All of it. Look, he swallowed all those pills. Oh, he's dead.
Good recreation, yeah.
Wow.
It's a little dark.
Wow.
We don't know where it goes. Well, I guess we do know where it goes.
Shannon, that looks exactly like you. I thought that was a picture of you at first, Shannon. Oh, shit. That was Josh. Shit.
Holy shit.
You've got a tough decision to make because...
Who's the guy before? Baby crying on his corpse, really.
Yeah, that was that... before that happened, I was like, O'Keefe, for sure.
Yeah.
But the baby coming to his dead father is a huge move.
It really comes down to, what do you want more? A baby crying to his dead father or a hot chick fingering herself in the woods? Who are you as a person? The other two negated. Both date great dance moves. What are you looking for?
By the way, that's like some like Eastern philosophy. Like, who are you really?
Yeah.
Are you a baby crying over their father's corpse? Are you a hot chick fingering yourself in the woods?
I mean, I'm a baby crying over my father's corpse. Yeah. That's who I am deep down inside.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Who do you want at Six Flags? A guy bringing a baby or a guy bringing his girlfriend who might be fingering herself on the rides?
I honestly don't know.
It's a hard question.
They're both funny in a weird way, right?
A baby can't get on any rides.
That's true.
Baby can't get on any rides.
So you got to leave it on the side by itself while you go on the ride.
Yeah.
Hang it to a bunch of balloons.
They should have a crate for that.
Oh, baby crate.
Do they have a baby crate?
They have a baby crate. You probably put the baby in the same thing you put like your hat and your like wallet.
Yeah,
in.
A little cubby. Yeah.
Those little cubbies they have.
Sure.
I bet you could put a baby in there.
Sure.
Have
no problem.
With it.
No problem.
And then you open up and you're like, I put a white baby in this.
yeah. Fuck, dude. Fuck.
I like the dance moves on the first one I saw better.
No, look.
That guy had better dance
moves. Well, and let's give this some credit. He showed his dick.
He did show his dick.
He showed his dick, which there's something there. The other guy went tighty-whitey.
The other guy also spent a lot of time drawing very accurate.
And funny.
And funny drawings of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go point for point.
Well, hold on. What were the stipulations of the contest? Was it literally a suicide contest?
I don't remember.
It was an afterthought, the suicide. First, it was to make a fun video for Six Flags.
Uh-huh.
And then it was...
And these guys killed themselves for the video as well. We're also not considering the fact that a man hung himself from a tree while his girlfriend masturbated in the background. And another man killed himself in front of his baby.
But that's the thing. If we're going by suicide, Lewis and Zach.
Lewis.
If we're going by suicide, then I think you've got to give it to the aspirin guy. Much more convincing suicide. The hanging was very, very fake, a fun hanging.
I don't believe that my fans would fake anything.
Both are dead. Neither are going.
It's a real ass fan base. No, it's their next of kin.
Their next of kin goes. So that chick fingering
And that
herself.
Chick, honestly, dude, now her boyfriend's dead. We could probably all fuck her. She's a whore. She's fingering herself against a tree.
In the woods. If you get,
on
if,
a
when
YouTube
you're
video,
fingering
she's got a
in
father
the woods.
That's going to see that one day.
Yeah.
For what? For a fast pass?
For a fast pass. You could get that with a Coke can.
I know.
Even porn stars frown upon woodwork, you know? They don't like to be in the woods. It's kind of bugs.
They cost extra.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to ask you this. When it comes to suicide, though, I got to be honest. If you're going straight noose versus pills, noose is a bigger suicide.
Bigger
come on, suicide? You know about this.
That is true.
We brought in our celebrity expert.
Well, I will say this. I think acetaminophen, or however you pronounce aspirin, very, very fucking painful from what I've heard.
But I don't think you know that when you take them.
You do. Yes.
I would assume it's the opposite. I was like, dude, my head has never been more clear.
This, I'll never have another headache
I'll tell you
again.
This much, dude. I feel fucking phenomenal. I don't even want to kill myself anymore.
Because it basically like fucking eats your stomach. You're fucking just, your stomach burns out, I think. But like, so if you
Isn't that why you're
quick,
supposed to have bread with it?
You're not even supposed to take
killing yourself.
You're not even supposed to take the normal dose on an empty stomach. So when you can Yeah, we shouldn't, I guess, be telling people you can just kill yourself with aspirin if you want, but you can.
What do you? Or do you think my fan base hasn't thought about multiple ways how to kill themselves?
Yeah, it's a surprise that your numbers don't drop every week just by.
I'm sure they do, but the thing is, it's a net positive silver. So
we're still getting more new ones
before three or four drop a week.
It's like, they're up and they're down.
It's like getting rid of dead skin.
That's fair.
There's no one left from the first episode.
Oh, no, for sure. That's it. That first guy is fucking very dead, and we appreciate him listening. We appreciate those early numbers. Those are the best listeners of all time.
Yeah, I got to go with Dick Guy, though, because he showed his dick. That's big. He showed his dick. He showed his hot girlfriend.
It was a nice piece.
And his girlfriend was hot. Go back to his girlfriend for a second. Can we just see her for a minute? She was a real deal smoke show, right?
I don't know that she was that hot, but she was really like. I mean, clearly, I think she was a little bit
fingering herself in the woods,
but she was deep in there.
She was. It looked like she was scratching a hemorrhoid off her asshole. Oh yeah!
Come on, that woman's a 10, man.
Oh yeah,
look
I like
at her thighs.
That.
Yeah, you know what? That's the woods.
I want to bite her chunky white thighs. Look at them. Look at them. Go ahead, go. Let's see if she's really fingering herself. She's really rubbing her pussy.
Oh yeah, she's down in there, kind
of
deep.
She's a little off to the left.
Pussy.
You think?
Yes. Look at her. Yeah. Oh, she's a fucking fox.
Yeah, this is great.
I literally will fire Shannon and hire her in her place right now.
Shannon, can you email me
this
video?
My dick is literally filling up right now. I'm going to... You feel it?
Boner check.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little blood in there.
A little bit of fucking...
A little blood, a little steam. A little
flow.
Nice.
Yep. That's what I assume if you put a microphone to my dick, it's filling it with blood.
It's the consistency right now. One of those things, like if you squeeze the end, the other side would like balloon up.
Oh,
I'm getting even more hard. I'm gay for Zach. I'm gay for Zach. Okay, so fuck. I guess we're going to do votes. We'll do votes in the studio. Okay, and we'll include everybody.
You want to open it up to the fans in the chat?
No, the fans in the chat are the dumbest of the dumbest. Shannon, edit this part out for the, the people in the chat, they know they're fucking mindless fools.
Turn off the microphones real quick. Turn off. We're not recording, right?
Right.
Who the fuck would listen to the show live? Don't you have a job?
Yeah, get to fucking work, you losers.
What a moron.
God, I hate the people who listen to the show. They're the worst. The worst. All right, turn the mics back on.
Okay, you're good.
All right. Love the fans in the chat.
Yeah, I just don't know if they'll have the voice. Because they're too positive. They're going to want everybody to win.
It's very true. I don't want to, because I'm so influential, I don't want to go early. I'm going to go last. Because I feel like as soon as I start talking about it, everyone's like, yes, he's right. Mm. This is what happens every time. Mm. Every time I fucking do something like that and we do a vote, I end up pushing everyone to the right side. So I'm going to go last here. Mm. Greg Stone, you vote for the naked dude.
I definitely go with Big Hog, Hot Girl, Good Dance Moves.
Big Hog,
but the other guy was great, though.
Girl, Good Dance Moves. Yeah, all right, I understand that.
Mm.
Brendan.
I want to very badly go for video A because might bring his hot girlfriend to Six Flags. You know, dance moves were good. Showed his dick. I want my vote to go his way. Mm. But here's the
thing.
I like
him as a person better.
Yes, yes.
The other, I want to hang out with that guy and try to fuck his girlfriend behind his back much more than I want to hang out with the other guy and try to fuck his baby behind
his back.
This
is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do that.
I want him... to
baby
go
was hot. I saw the baby's hands on his chest.
Mm.
I want that couple to go to Six Flags with you. I want them to win. Unfortunately, the accurate portrayal of suicide with the baby discovering his dead father
and knowing CPR.
The baby's trying to bring him back. Smart baby.
To me, my vote has to go to him based on the criteria of the contest. That was and on top of that, quality animation or drawings of everyone involved, I got to go with him.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
And I don't like it.
I don't want to say if I agree or disagree.
Right.
Let's go to Shannon. What do you think, darling?
I like the bunny guy.
You like the bunny guy?
Yeah. I like his.
All right. Two votes for bunny guy.
Great great reasoning, Shannon.
Yeah. Good improv. No, everyone listen to the thing is. Ding.
Yeah.
No, I like that he drew all the pictures, the good suicide at the end, the baby.
I like the colors that he used in the pictures.
Can I ask a question? This is because you'll know the answer to this.
What?
They blur out the baby's face, right? But I don't get why you do that, because it's not like you're going to be like, hey, that's the baby. Like, what are you doing? You can't identify a person through the baby.
I don't think they blurred him.
They blurred the baby's face.
Did they blur his face? Not. No, no, no.
Dude, do a double check.
He didn't blow the baby's face.
Because I got that baby's face locked into my mind, and I will pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah. A baby's the easiest thing to show. In 6 months, that baby looks
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Baby, you know.
So maybe I was okay.
But I do get what you're saying, because on Instagram, people don't like to show their kids.
Yeah, but it's like, he's not going to like that in 5 months. He's literally, a costume has changed every week and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I was wrong.
All right, so we have two votes for Josh, one vote for Steve O'Keefe. Nate, what do you think? I mean, obviously, the Ted Tremblay's still in there. Ted Tremblay's video was great, by
the
way.
It was great. It,
you know, all of the fucking deaths and the, you know,
no
the
dick,
suicides.
No babes.
Exactly. So what do you think?
It's really tough. This
and also,
is really
in second place
one.
Still getting free tickets at Six Flags? I think that, second place gets free tickets, and first place was getting tickets
and
a fast pass.
Oh, okay.
Pass.
So, all right.
Well, so both these guys are likely coming to Six Flags. It's okay. Just whether or not you're getting the fast pass, and if you get a 30-minute block with me, or if you get a 15-minute block with me.
And I don't want to complicate what you're doing, and I would never put it upon you to take my advice. But we're dealing with two different categories of videos here. The Ted Tremblay style of montage of a clip video, much different than the homemade showing yourself
Tremblay
video.
Tremblay fucked it up. Dude, Tremblay's not in this.
Okay.
What do you want to say? It's good. I liked it.
Okay. Okay.
It's
so that's
than the
just,
other
that's,
horse shit. Just right. The fucking the shot of Epstein's Island for 3 minutes.
It's the difference between like Pillsbury cookies and homemade cookies, though.
Right. Exactly.
There's a lot more work.
Exactly.
Went into those.
Yes.
Yeah. Those two put in a lot of effort. And, you know, I already know who I want to win, but I'm going to save myself for last. So Nate, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Who do you vote for here?
It's real. Like, they're both put together really well. They're edited well. I think I'm going to go with Josh, I think.
Josh, three votes.
Which
for Josh?
Go, yeah.
Dead baby.
He drew stuff.
Dead.
That takes more effort. Also, he brought it. I mean, to get your baby, it's hard to work with the kids. And he managed to get a good performance
out
of that
great
baby.
Great point.
That's true. They actually had to use twins.
Yeah. They split right. days.
They do that, yeah. Zach, what do you think here? Now, we got three votes for Josh, one vote for Steve O'Keefe, which is the naked dude with the hot girlfriend. What do you think, Zachy?
I mean, if you don't think I'm voting for the guy with the nice hog, you're out of your mind.
Yes, Zach.
Yeah, Steve O'Keefe. Come on, bro.
Zach doesn't want the hot girlfriend. He wants to sit next to Steve O'Keefe on a ride.
I don't fit on the ride, so I just need somebody to hang out with.
Zach's holding the baby.
Yeah.
the baby's like, there's no milk. There's no milk in these things.
Keep trying, kid. Keep trying.
So, yeah, dude, I got to be honest with you. I think that I reward hard work. That's what I appreciate in people. I appreciate a strong, hard-working attitude, a good homeowner, somebody who's...
a homeowner. Love a homeowner.
You know, somebody who has good old-fashioned American values.
Car payments on time.
Car payments on time. Honestly, dude, car maybe even paid off.
Maybe.
A little more responsible. They waited, they saved, and they bought the new car for cash outright.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need that extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Interest for no reason. American flag on the front porch.
It's basics. It's basic America.
Simple, baby. A wraparound porch.
Americana.
Yeah.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's what I appreciate. And I feel like the second guy who killed himself with the pills, he's that guy. He's America. He represents what I love in this country, which is hard work, strong fucking white skin, and procreating. A pure white baby. I'm brown.
Yeah.
I'm brown. Maybe you guys forget this every once in a while, but I'm brown.
I never
do. I will even say that man created a pure white baby. Look at that baby. Do you think there's any if you did a 23andMe on that baby, do you think there's any African in that baby? Look.
You gotta see it again. See, they blurred the face out, by the way.
Did they blur the face?
They blur the face out.
No, that's not blur. That's, no,
that's how
he camera
looks.
Angle.
It's blurred, yeah.
Let me see.
Greg was right.
See, I'm always right. That's a white baby.
They did blur the face.
See?
Craig, you were right. I apologize.
But that baby doesn't even look like that
anymore.
Here's
how fucked up Brendan Ayer is. He created his own image of a hot baby in his head. In his head, he fucking imagined a hot baby. That's you're a fucking
pedo. And let me tell you something, I'm not going to let go of it.
Listen, the term is not pedophile.
I will
Gerber sexual.
I will say this, though. I know Lewis has voted. My vote could be swayed if the girlfriend would lose those jean shorts and we get a little bit of a redo.
If they call in right now with a live Skype of his girlfriend fingering himself, I'll give him first place.
I'll give him whatever money I have in my pocket.
I'll Venmo you $200.
You
right
could
have now.
You could take my Metro card for the day.
I am not beyond bribery.
So look, ladies and gentlemen, your winner, first place of the Six Flags Great Adventure, hanging out with Lewis, you're going to get your admission paid. You're going to get your fast pass paid for. You're getting a hot dog. You're getting a beer. You're getting 30 minutes of hangout time with myself and possibly other, I can't volunteer their time, possibly other comedians and personalities from the Gas Digital Network. And you could probably trail behind us and follow us around for the rest of the Six Flags trip. And nobody will even say anything that bad about you being there. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Josh.
Wow. Taking home that $68 prize.
There we go. Very happy to hang out with you, Josh. Steve, you're also coming. You're coming to Six Flags with your hot girlfriend, I guess, possibly.
I'll be there, but unrelated.
No fast pass. No fast pass for you, so you'll be watching us. You also can't buy a fast pass.
You can't.
No, they can't even get their own. They can't even get their own.
We'll follow you.
Yeah.
We're going to follow you the whole... You try fast pass, we fucking kick your ass.
Get in the fucking line, Steve.
Steve, I'll fuck your girlfriend up. I'll drill your girlfriend directly in her nose if I see her with a fast pass. She's trying to hide it.
And if you even think about getting another hot dog, I see what I got. Rear naked jokes.
They can't eat. They can't drink beers. They have to be at the back of the slow lines.
Yeah. You got that right. Second place piece of shit.
I catch you with a hot dog, bitch.
You nice dick having fucker.
Also, trim up the bush a little, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Come on, bro. Trim that bush up. Trim up those pubes. I got a pube trimmer now, specifically.
What's it? Which one are you going with? I'm actually in
I think it's a sponsor, and I just don't remember. They're not on the show yet, are they?
Man Groomer.
Is that what it is?
They're on sponsoring a couple other shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're not on my show. I did get a free man groomer, though. It's pretty good.
I don't go all the way down. I'm always afraid of what I'll find.
You know what I do? The problem is, no, neither do I. I use, like, the first clipper thing, because these are little clippers designed for your dick. And
It's like cleaning under the bed, you know? It could be some old Halloween costumes under there. I don't know what's going on.
I used to do no thing, and I wouldn't touch it to my skin, and I would go above it and just sort of, like, try to like hover above the hair and like get it because I didn't have any guards for my old clipper. But once in a while I would nick my dick.
Mm.
And it would just create a little fucking cut. Like a little, have you ever done this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you create a little cut, and then no matter what, within 3 days I have this little scab at this point, right? This little cut. But I've convinced myself that I have herpes. Mm, I'm convincing myself that this is an outbreak. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact I've cut myself.
It. You were there.
I was there. But it's just a fucking psychological thing that I have every single time.
Then it's also you probably had sex with an open wound.
I also probably have herpes. Yeah, so
a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of probabilities there.
I go no guard. I go no guard to the skin.
Yeah.
And I feel that's
no
fine.
Guard to the skin
no
with clippers?
No guard to the skin with clippers. Yeah.
I go straight full shave. Blade. Like an old Western barber. I cream it up.
Put a towel on your dick.
Sharpen it against a piece of leather.
Yeah.
hot leather.
And I talk to it, too. I go, well, you know.
And then an Italian accent.
Accidentally you cut your dick off once a week.
It keeps my dick in place. You know, he didn't go fucking around. Because he knows at any given time, slip, slap. Slap.
Slip, slap, you're slap.
Out of there. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to Six Flags. We'll tell you, email them the dates. We'll get them all set up with their stuff and their fast passes. This guy, Steve, does have till the end of the show to call in with his, to video Skype us with his girlfriend finger banging herself. So we'll see.
I take a picture of her butt.
Just a naked picture of her butt.
Yeah. That would sway my vote.
If she's bent over a little bit and you can see a little lip.
I'd do it either way.
I'll take anything.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Shannon,
I'll take old dental records.
Shannon what? Shannon's like, I'll give you guys a picture of my butt. No. Do you guys want a picture of my butt? No, Shannon. Jesus Christ. We're talking about this hot girl right now. Let us just have a conversation about this hot girl for one fucking minute. She can't just let us. You're here. We know you're hot.
I'm trying to help
you're
you.
You're pretty.
I'm trying to help.
You're pretty. Okay, everyone. Shannon, you're pretty.
Shannon, I was thinking about you last night. You got to watch Dark Crystal.
It's on my list. I saved it on my list.
You have a very similar essence to the Gelfings.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited.
Right?
I have it.
Yes.
I have it ready to go.
Pull up the Gelfings.
Anyway, wait. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you want me to... No, not for you, Greg.
Well, I'll take it.
Do you want me to email him, or do you want him to be listening and this happen organically?
He's got to be listening. The only way that he
is... So don't email him.
Don't email him.
Okay.
But then again, if you email him, it comes
put
a little
in
late.
A call.
Comes,
I wouldn't
you know,
mind
he might
a
not
phone
win,
call.
But, you know. Yeah, sure, you know.
Do you have his work number or anything?
Steve O'Keefe.
See, isn't that Shannon? But, like, that's like a crazy...
Oh, the one on the right. Yeah, sure. The one on the right.
They both got blonde hair.
Yeah.
And bangs.
No, the better one, what was the one that they said she looked like?
Janice from the Muppets.
Janice from the Muppets is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was Jimmy and his taking me down on the internet.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking Janice from the Muppets looking bitch. Fuck you, you racist hoe. Fucking dumb racist hoe. Fuck you.
Janet's a fraggle.
I guess anything with blonde hair, you'd really go ahead with it.
And then lastly, Layla from Futurama.
I always loved Layla.
Yeah.
Leela.
Any cartoon character with big lips that they're going to say is me.
What about the Feed Me Seymour?
Fat Albert.
You're just trying to think of all black cartoon characters?
Any black cartoon character. There we go.
Pull up a Little Shop of Horrors.
Just the whole movie. No.
Shannon looks like the plant.
You have lipstick on, I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I don't
pull
think
up
you do.
The hot gremlin. Pull up the gremlin with lipstick on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that could be one. Pull up the gremlin
These
with lipstick.
All look like Shannon. You're right.
Yeah.
Anything with lipstick, I'm really, we can, because Shannon wears lipstick. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Stop looking back and forth, though.
I'm checking their work.
Shit. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Blue Chew, which is my favorite sponsor in the fucking world, dude. Blue Chew, it's a chewable sexual performance enhancement drug. That's the best way to describe it. It makes you better at banging, in my opinion. It makes your penis bigger, harder, faster, stronger. It's like your dick becomes He-Man. You know,
it's not just going longer; it's going extra rounds.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not just fucking forever.
No. If you want to go 2-3 times tonight, this is what I use if I'm trying to fucking really impress a broad, right? Really trying to impress her. I was like, oh, you want this good dick, right, Shannon? Shannon, when I bang you with Blue Chew, how much better is it than when I bang you without Blue Chew?
The world of difference.
I know, right? Seriously, you feel it up in your gut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. So here's the deal. You don't even have to go to a doctor. You don't get a prescription. You can do this all online. If you go to BlueChew.com, you fill out a little questionnaire. It takes 5 minutes. Then all of a sudden, they're sending you Blue Chews to your fucking house, in your door, in discreet packaging. No waiting in line at a post office. No waiting in line at the pharmacy either. Sometimes you got to go to the post office first before the pharmacy. And then you
got a lot
pharmacy.
Of errands to run that day.
Things happening that day.
Waiting at the grocery store.
It's crazy.
Video store. Okay. You can find a Blockbuster that's still open.
Here's the deal. Right now, if you want to try Blue Chew for free, go to BlueChew.com and you get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. You just got to pay $5 shipping. So it takes just a few minutes. It goes right to your door. Try it out. You might love Blue Chew. I love it. I legitimately love Blue Chew. My girls love Blue Chew. My harem of women love Blue Chew. Shannon's laughing, but she knows it's true. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP and get yourself a bigger, harder, faster, stronger cock. All right. Where were we? I love you, Shannon. I really do. We're gonna start banging again too. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot. We gotta go to some new levels. We start having threesomes.
Well,
with another guy.
You do another guy?
Yeah. Sign me up.
You gotta choose.
How about three other guys?
You gotta choose one
two
guy.
And a half other guys.
You have to fuck me, Shannon. You have to. That's the rule. Okay. Uh-huh. This is the game we're playing. But you have to choose one other guy to get double teamed. That's in studio right now.
Oh god.
You get double teamed and I'm taking the butt.
Okay.
And you're probably going to get double penetrated.
DP. Okay.
We got to do a DP.
No, I don't like that.
You've never done it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like it.
I was like, Shannon, if you did,
no, I
if
haven't.
You did DP, I'd literally fire you right now, and you wouldn't. I'd never look at you again and respect you, pig. A dick in your butt and your pussy.
No, I haven't done that.
I'll be honest, Shannon. I never thought I would like baloney. And then here I am.
Until he double teamed
Shannon. Until I shoved it up my ass, and my God, it's not so bad.
Shannon, you got to pick one other guy in studio to get DP'd with. I already know who she's going to pick.
It's got to be Brendan.
Yeah, it's going to be Brendan. Yeah, he's a fucking... What are you going to do? It's an animal. Look at him.
Now that I know that he shaves down to nothing, that's good.
You like that?
This
you don't like
great,
my, you don't like my fuzz? You've never told me you had a problem with my fuzz.
I just prefer less.
When you blow me, you
get
gag
a
little
down.
Bit, though.
She's a straight razor.
Starts pulling the hair out of her teeth.
Ew, so gross.
Well, this is the best day of my life.
Be man.
Thank you. This is great.
Take mental images and describe to me later.
And it's not about Shannon. She's a beautiful woman, but let me be honest. It's about Lewis.
I know. We're going to kiss
it's
each other on the mouth.
Lewis. It's about Lewis. It's about being there, being in that intimate moment with a guy I look up to and admire.
Hell yeah.
You getting it in the boot? You getting it in the behind in a three-way? Finger in the butt, at least.
Me?
Yeah.
Finger in my butt.
Yeah, from another guy.
Yeah. Oh, from a guy? No.
Why not?
I'm a bisexual, Greg.
You aren't or you are?
Not.
Try it.
Not.
Like I said, you don't
I'm
know
not,
what you're
man.
Like.
I'm not. I'm not a bisexual, man.
I'm not. I'm not, I'm not, no dude's touching my fucking ass, dude.
How many things have you done that you didn't care for?
All right, well, what if he just grabs you by the hips?
But I'm also not doing this.
Guides you.
But hold on.
I'm the other guy, and I don't want to do this.
You got to fuck Lewis, Brendan.
No!
But hold on. If we are, so I'm, are we double penetrating Shannon?
Yeah, sure.
Are we double penetrating Shannon?
Yeah.
I'm in the butt. Brendan's in the puss.
So we have to.
He
assume...
wraps his arms. If he can get his arms all the way around Shannon, which is the big if, okay? All the way around Shannon, grabs me by my hips and then.
By the ass pumps, and just pulls
pumps
you in.
Me into Shannon.
With his thrust.
Yeah, like one of those rides.
This is what I'll say.
It's probably better for Shannon because now one person's controlling the rhythm.
Right. I'll do that, but only for the good of the threesome. Not because I want to be
touch me,
touch
no,
him.
No,
only
but you
I think
it...
we're both making a sacrifice for the good of the endeavor.
Shannon, that sounds hot, right? Admit that you're a little bit turned on by the thought of it right now.
I'm not.
She is.
No, I don't like the two guys having anything to do with each other.
So you don't like him grabbing my hips, not my butt. That's crazy.
What
my
about a business transaction?
Just my hips. Like he puts his hands in the little divots between my butt and my hips, and
I
just
hate
fucking.
It.
Okay, so it's one mouth, one pussy. I think is what we have to agree on then.
What about this? What if you're going
one in
down
the mouth,
on Shannon?
One in the pussy.
Okay, one in the mouth, one in the pussy.
Okay.
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably better.
What,
and
if,
then he, I, what if I'm fucking you and then I'm guiding your head up and down on Brendan?
That's okay.
You like that?
That's fine.
Shannon's getting turned on right now. Everyone at home, just know that Shannon's
slide out of
visualizing this right now and legitimately getting turned on. This is a fuck. We've turned a corner. We've turned a corner because usually Shannon fucks me, but she's not turned on by it. We have to use a lot of lube. Thank you, Uber Lube.
All that
sponsor.
Needed was another guy.
I know.
All it needed was a guy she was attracted to.
That's okay. I don't give a shit, dude. Are you kidding
Let
me
play this through. Here's what I want to see happening, right? Shannon's hanging from some kind of ceiling fan or something, right? we got Lewis. He's eating the snatch, the puss, whatever. B-Man, you're licking her butthole. Zach and I come in. We pull both legs. You guys, you start kissing because it slides. And then turns out you both love it.
And now Shannon quietly exits the room. No, I just as you guys you weren't here, but we did in the past 3 weeks. I went from kissing zero men to through the course of two different podcasts, I've now kissed six men. And I saw
with
you.
Tongue?
Well, only Greg put his tongue in.
I forced
in.
It in.
Only Greg put his tongue in. And I realized.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's right? What's
well,
wrong
I
with
saw
you
on the video.
An
you and Big
J were
touching tongue.
And you don't go all the way?
You guys are being gay. That was a fucking gag.
Yeah, ours was
gag,
a gag.
Gag is a
yeah,
gag.
You guys were gagging each other's throats, you fags.
Well, I love that one.
What? Fucking homos.
I'm not gonna.
I'm like Chappelle. Fuck gay people. I'll say it right now. No, fuck you, you fucking homo
when
abominations.
You go in, you go
this
all the way.
This is a fucking Christian conservative podcast. We don't do gay shit unless it's a bit and it was hilarious. You guys are doing it for sexual pleasure.
No, we're doing it on podcast. Last, I went
I can't
zero.
Tell my blood
can I have
go?
Some fucking Catholic music.
There it is.
Hava Maria. I think that's Hava Nagila.
I'm sure you're wrong.
Hava Nagila. Just, you see
listen, that? If you got to kiss a friend.
When my knees hit the
ground. This is praise, worship, and gospel music.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Nothing's happening.
I hate this shit. They hate me for who I am.
Good. Talk about your fucking blasphemy. Good.
Oh, we're going to have these guys on SDR next week.
Good.
I'm just saying that if you're going to kiss a guy, Zach, I know, if you're going to join me on this, I swear, if you're going to kiss a guy, you're not going to go all the way? You're going to go, oh, I'm so scared. No, you go full fucking throttle.
I did that.
Full throttle.
I did that, but the difference between me and you is You were, your penis was getting erect.
So you're mad at me for having more pleasure in life than you?
I'm mad at you
I'm the pleasure king.
I'm mad at you for being a blasphemous homosexual. Okay?
God loves me for what I am.
God does not love you. God does not love homos.
God.
Why does I asked my girlfriend this, and Shanna, don't listen to that thing about the good girlfriend. It's besides the point. But I asked her this, and she didn't have the answer. How come the priests? Because there's no link between pedophilia and being gay, right? Mm-hmm. But how come the priests mostly, almost exclusively, fuck the little boys?
Because they become priests because they're gay at a young age and they don't want to act upon their gayness. So okay. They go, oh, cool, we'll be priests and not have to have sex.
Right.
And almost like have to suppress it altogether. So I think there's just a lot of sexually repressed gay priests. And got into it because they were guilted and they were religious and they had those thoughts.
Right. But I guess my point is being gay doesn't make you a There's no correlation between being gay and a pedophile. So okay.
All gays should be priests.
I think there's a few factors.
Okay.
Factors.
One, access. Yeah.
Factors, guys.
I think...
Hello? Factors? Hello?
We'll wait.
You're one of the most ridiculous human beings I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We were locating the kissing segment. If you want to watch it.
What kissing
segment? It was when they were on Subway Creatures.
Oh, they kissed on Subway? Let's see this. This is disgusting. Go.
I'm your host, Kim Congdon.
We're playing Six
Kisses.
All right,
here we go. First up, I'm not going to say.
Ever in some like nickname-y kind of stuff, you know?
Wow, what a kiss.
Right, there you go.
What a kiss. All right, next up.
It's a game called Six Kisses. I'll explain it. You have to.
Also, remember to use your sense. That was barely a pet.
And you have to guess who's kissing you. Which one is your friend?
Oh. I see.
That was sweet.
Really gay.
I like that.
This is nothing. There's nothing funny about this. This is a gay orgy that I'm watching right now.
Enjoy it.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that was the tongue move.
Yeah, damn right.
That was it?
Yeah.
Well, I did it twice in a row because we had to do six. And it was
Can
like
you show them how you kiss for a bit? Pull up me and Big J. I mean,
it's funnier. Yours is funnier, but ours is a game. Ours is a game show.
There's no games.
Six kisses. You have to guess who you're kissing.
There's no gay games. Okay?
Six kisses.
It's not gay.
Yeah, women can play.
Look, this is
anyone
can
play. I kiss a dog.
Yes, yours is funnier, Lewis.
Look at this. Hilarious. Watch this bit.
Dude, this I love that they're taking video.
That's the worst facial hair Jay's ever had.
That's great. They're taking it like a picture. You morons were taking it like a picture.
Way funnier.
Man. Half of me is amazed. Half of me is super jealous.
No, please.
You homosexual.
So here's my problem here. This, sure, it's clearly
there's
not
no
passionate.
Love there. There's no love. Yeah. There's no tenderness.
Watch this. There's no winner.
I'm biting on his ear. And I'm fucking him right there. I penetrated him in that moment. For a bit. That's how committed I am to edgy comedy. It's me and Chappelle. Fuck the gays, fuck the trannies, and I'm edgy as fuck, bruh.
It's Lewis and a black guy in a onesie.
Hell yeah.
Here's the problem here. And this is where we're always going to differentiate.
Yes, please, Greg.
You go full throttle. That's your style. Full throttle.
You do go full throttle.
I like that. All right, yeah.
You go full throttle. Hey.
Lewis J. Gomez, full throttle. Get it on the mug. Let's go, baby boy.
Is creative games. Okay, I like to come up with a whole system. Six kisses is a way of life. You just go, give me a stick your tongue. Rape is my love.
Rape is my love might be a
better
mug. It's probably
That's
a better mug.
We got a lot of mug orders today.
Oh, shit.
Rape is your love. I really need to know.
Dude, I got a shit so badly, but I don't trust you guys to just take over the show.
No, go. I have so much to talk about.
I don't trust you guys to take over the show.
Yeah, yeah. Go shit.
Go shit. Come on, buddy.
I got 10 podcasts.
Please stay.
You're gonna come back. We're all gonna be fucking.
Everyone's fucking Shannon. Shannon, get off. What are you doing, you fucking animal?
Mr. Window.
All right, I gotta take a dump. I'll be right back, everyone. You guys take over.
Yeah.
Zach, you guys can talk about...
We can talk. We're humans.
No. I'm going to give you guys your topic. Which one do
I... He has to force us even when he's not here.
Hurricane Rape Dorian. Good, guys. Good.
Hurricane Dorian. Great.
Great.
So you heard
weather.
It?
So we'll talk about the weather while Lewis is shitting.
Yeah, I do. I
never talked about gay priests.
I want to talk about gay priests.
I want to know because... It is a weird thing because just being gay doesn't make you a pedophile, obviously. So why are they? Is it because they have access to the children, to boys?
It's suppressed
more than
urges since they were a kid. Because once you're, if you're like a young Italian boy,
right,
as I am,
and you're showing signs of,
yeah,
being light in the loafers, they're like, you're going to be a priest.
Right.
So I think you're stuck at that age sexually.
Okay, so it's just this arrested development, not the
plus,
television
program.
Plus,
we never hear about how many priests do gay shit with each other.
Right.
Yeah. Which you have to assume
is happening.
Is a ton.
Right. Yeah.
Also, if you're a pedophile, you tend to gravitate towards positions where you are around children.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Don't
this
worry,
is
talking
great
about pedophilia.
So also, I want to throw this in the mix, right? You're a guy who's not allowed to have sex, right? Oh, you can't have sex. There's suppression, suppression, suppression. Then all of a sudden, all they keep doing is flashing all these butts around you. All these little baby butts, right? Your brain, one day you accidentally get a boner, right? And then you go, wait, is that a real boner? Was that an accidental boner? And then all of a sudden, you start going, it was a real boner. Now you've created yourself a pedophile in your mind. That's happened to probably 3%.
Well, I think what Zach was saying was,
well, I'm saying a different
little
thing.
More accurate.
No, you can't deny what I'm saying.
I do deny it. I think,
well, how
Zach
does anyone know?
Gave a
words
reasonable fucking answer.
Plus,
and you,
I'm sure there's tons of priests that fuck ladies that we don't know about.
Well,
sure,
that happens happening regularly.
Yeah, if you're a pedophile, yeah, of course you're going to be working with kids, or you're going to be like an ice cream man. Because even if you don't connect it in your head that it's sexual, you're like, man, I love being around kids.
Yeah. It just makes me feel good, warm on the downstairs.
Would you be okay, if you had a kid, would you be okay with them having a male kindergarten teacher?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't. I think it's weird. I think teachers should be female till like fourth grade.
Well, you want to hear some shit? True fact about pedophiles. I don't know why I say it like that. the majority of
pedophiles,
males are tend to be pedophiles more, but the majority of pedophiles who are females work in daycares. So there's more female pedophiles working in daycares than there are males or some shit. It's like this weird number where there's more males in general, but as of working in daycare, it's females. So yeah, be careful. Yeah, just put a glue trap on your kid's dick.
Is that like the real numbers or what these lying kids are saying?
It is what these lying kids are saying, but also it's things I'm just saying.
Because that
could be anything.
You know, have you heard about like the satanic panic stuff?
That was all just
implanted memories.
Implanted memories. Yeah.
What are we talking about? Implanted memories.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They basically.
Oh, by the way, I feel like me and Brendan we get stuck in the same wormholes.
Yeah.
Of information that we need
bookmarks
to read about.
Yes. They basically, there was this whole, there's been a number of like kind of mass molestation cases, and there was also this satanic panic thing where it turned out nothing really happened. It was just parents and police and people in authority kind of basically leading kids to the answer, leading them.
If you ask a kid if something happened,
I read about this,
they're gonna say yeah. So they're like, did somebody touch you? And they'll be like, yeah, and then we were on a train,
right?
Yeah,
because they just talk,
right? Instead of saying, like, the correct way to do it is saying, can you tell me what happened?
Yeah.
But if you don't give them the information that you want to hear.
Yeah.
Because they'll tell it back to you.
That's what they did to my man on that show.
OJ.
OJ. You know OJ.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Close. What was that show? With my man. He was a retarded man, and he loved wrestling. Oh.
Making a murderer.
Making a murderer.
Yeah, he was a murderer, though.
Dude. Did they?
Okay.
I didn't finish it.
The uncle, definitely.
Yeah.
Because
he was a murderer.
They let him because they were like, because they just got frustrated with him at one point. Like, they wanted to be like, this fucking retard. Like, with him, they were like, did you do anything to her head?
And he went, we cut her hair.
You know who else? Also, definitely a murderer.
Who?
The guy from Serial.
Fred Armisen?
No.
Not Fred
Adnan.
Armisen.
Adnan. Definitely a murderer.
The director?
No. The guy.
The accused guy.
Fred Durst.
What the fuck?
The Durst guy you're talking about.
You're talking about Limp Bizkit. No, Durst.
No,
yeah,
you're thinking of Robert Durst.
Everyone knows Durst is admitted.
You're talking about the Indian kid from
Serial. I'm talking about from
Serial,
the podcast. Yeah, that kid did it too, man. There's no fucking, there's too much evidence against
him. I feel like anything like that, if they're in jail for it, you're probably gonna.
Yeah. Probably.
That fucking making a murderer guy, when the,
Oh, first of all, I thought he did it the second they were like, oh, yeah, one time he set a cat on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't stop there.
That's the number. And no, not only that, he ran out in front of a car jerking off. It's all right. Like,
hey, come on, man. We have our pleasures.
Yeah.
That's funny no matter how you slice it.
Well, a bit is a bit.
I always feel bad when they're like, there's three main juvenile indicators of a future serial killer: harming animals, setting fires,
wetting
the bed. And it's like some kid is like, come on, man, I just pissed the bed. That guy lit a fucking cat on fire. I can't help it. Like, that's like a rough one. If you're just a bed wetter and they're like, well, you're going to be a fucking Ted Bundy, you asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like wetting the bed into like 60.
Yeah, right. It's older wetting the bed.
And it's wetting the bed before you go to sleep. So sometimes you're just standing on your bed peeing. You know, that's a problem. That'll be a real mental
sign.
That's
like, that's a Dimitri Martin joke. Like,
difference between peeing in the pool.
It's way better to pee in the pool than pee into the pool.
Yeah.
It's the only time I'll ever quote a Dimitri Martin joke. You know, this podcast really needs Lewis.
I'm going to say we don't. I got to say, this is going way better.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely good.
I think.
You guys do a podcast.
Who?
You two.
We do?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You guys are the best.
The Rad Dudecast has really taken off as of late.
Yeah, it has. So many subscribers.
We don't get those kind of videos with people fingering themselves.
Video.
I knew it was going to be a long Lewis shit when he took his phone.
Yeah, well, he came back for it.
Yeah.
Also, I think he's just fucking Shannon in the back.
No, I'm looking at her.
Are you?
Shannon's
can
right
you see
there.
Lewis's face?
Yeah, I can see that she's happy, so she's not fucking Lewis right now.
Well, no one talks about what a good set of teeth you got.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
She made my day picking. Shannon, you made, I know it's just a joke, but picking me to be in the Lewis threesome made my day. Oh, thank you so much. That really made me feel good.
If you got to be a threesome with people in the, whoa, something happened to my mic or my ears. What happened, you got to be in a threesome. Who do you pick, Zach? In the studio. You got to do a three-way.
There's something off with your sound.
Yeah, there's
something. Everyone's
sounds
picking
all
this up.
Completely weird.
Yeah, you know what's off with the sound? The Puerto Rican rattlesnake isn't there.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Call in from the shitter.
From the can. And he's got
yeah, how you guys doing? What are you guys talking about?
How much attention do you need?
I'm making sure that you guys aren't ruining my fucking show with your gay blasphemy. The last thing I saw was you guys being homosexuals together. I leave you with a admitted homosexual, Zach Amico. And oh my God, dude, I'm literally shitting as we speak. There's a log sliding out of my asshole right now. Here, listen, can you hear this?
No.
Yeah. It's not that audible, the sound of the sliding log, but I swear to you there is. But I just wanted to check in and make sure you guys were doing good.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for coming. Thanks for calling in.
Great having you on the show, man.
Yeah. And you're winning some Six Flags tickets.
Sweet.
Okay. What,
threesome. Yes.
Yes. Zach, you got three-way people in this studio. Who do you got three-way?
I mean, if it's a girl that wants to fuck me,
everyone here
then
has
it's
been
obviously
given drugs
Brendan.
That make them want to fuck. I'm sorry. So it's...
Yeah, it's Brendan, because if it's a girl that wants to fuck me, she's got a thing for guys with tattoos and bad decision-making skills.
Yeah. So that's better
so,
for her.
Yeah, it's just a double down.
We could really, I think, do a great one.
Yeah, we could pull some real, like, sevens between me and you.
It's the problem here. See, you guys aren't looking at what I bring to the table.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure. He's bringing passion and looks and sex.
You.
Okay?
Action
I'm bringing
figures.
Cash. Action figures.
Sandwiches named after you.
Hell yeah. Croissants with eggs. I do a Greg and cheese sandwich. I make everyone continental breakfast. All right? I got great music choices. I'm getting the Bee Gees. Okay? From 67 to 2018. All the music. Okay? I'm fingering your toes. Right? Little twinkle twinkle.
Technically, right. In the Lewis threesome, Brendan was also getting a BG.
Also, why does your music stop in 2019?
No. I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. I do the full Bee Gees catalog.
Oh, I see.
From 67 to 2016 when the brother died. Which I don't know what year that is.
Oftentimes when someone is trying to organize a threesome, one of the first questions the woman will have is, does anyone involved have the complete Bee Gees catalog?
Mm, I do. I have Spotify, and I tell them that. I have a sign-up sheet. DeVito and I used to do a sign-up sheet. We would go to bars and we'd say, does anyone would like to sign up for a three-way with us? And we would have, and people would sign up. And then we just never took it to the next level. We should have fucked all of them. But yeah, you got a sign up sheet so you know where you are.
A consent sheet.
It's a consent sheet. And you know where your place is, like karaoke, you know? You're like, when's my song? It's like, when's my dick in? You know? Three down. Four down.
I've never DP'd a girl. I don't think I could. It's too...
DP'd? What's that?
Double penetration.
Yeah, one in the butt, one in the puss. It sounds too complicated.
It's too much. It's crazy.
It's like spinning plates.
I thought double penetration was two in the vag.
No, that's double wild. Vaginal.
That's even crazy.
Yeah. And then there's DVDA. That's double vaginal, double anal. That's four guys, two holes.
Which one's RVD? The one with the dragon tattoo? Anyway.
There's dogs in the bathtub.
Dogs in the bathtub.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's when you try and get your nuts into her pussy.
Oh, that's some dogs in the bathtub.
Yeah, because they're jumping out.
Yeah.
You get one in, the other one jumps out.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. Shannon, you're three-way.
Yes.
Specifically, one in the puss, one in the mouth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mostly doggy style, I would assume, or you were on your back?
I guess briefly doggy style, but... Other like on my back or on my side.
And then what time?
What?
What time?
Was it like 3 a.m? Like
No. Yeah. I mean, when are we doing this?
It was like 3 a.m.
Here's the thing. You're saying mouth, puss. All I think is you got an extra hole there. Why not invite more people? You know, it's like you got to fill a Volkswagen. Got to put all the seats, fill all the seats.
I feel like if you covered all three holes, they'll explode.
Possibly.
I've had enough double teaming threesomes. Anal freaks me out to begin with. I don't like it.
It's hurtful.
I think no man really likes it. It's just degrading.
You know what it is? I get in there and I go, I think I'm just doing this to be cool. You know, like it doesn't feel.
I'm going to call you Babe Ruth because you just hit a home run.
You know,
because that
was
a big thing in my life. I was like, I want to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Truth is, I don't really like it.
It's fine. I do like it, but I like that we're doing something taboo.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that we're doing something that's out of the ordinary. But in terms of the actual feeling, it's not like it's hard to design a thing to put your dick into that feels better than a vagina. You know what I mean? I think they kind of nailed it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
With the vagina. Like, is there anything you can imagine in life that
Wayne Rada explained it to me really good once. For people who don't know, Wayne was everybody's old manager. He ran a comedy club. He's a homosexual gentleman. And he explained why pussy is better than butthole. The pussy, the entire thing contracts around your dick.
Mm,
yeah. The butthole, just the ring really contracts around your dick. And the rest is just kind of open air.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't that some shit? Yeah. That's some science.
Yeah. But okay, so take this. Is there anything you could imagine, man-made or otherwise, better to put your penis into than a vagina?
Here's the thing. Everything that is meant to is nearly there. See, here's the problem. And give me a second here. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Everything to put your dick into is just trying to mimic the vagina.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So we have to come up with something that is out of left field.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
what
is better?
Else. Nothing like
I don't know, some paper clips or something.
Any pocket pussy is not better. I don't know.
That's why you have to go.
Better.
That's why you have to go outside the box and think of something. What is not trying to chase the pussy? Matter of fact, six-year it.
Other way. Make it cold.
Yeah.
Make it dry.
Exactly.
So like a gas tank.
Yeah. 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 Hot gasoline.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of, I don't know, some wires hooked up to a fence, a little bit of electricity. I don't know, but it's all trying to mimic. That's the problem. And that's the thing, right? You're never going to get something as good because you're attracted to women, essentially, you know, or men.
Yeah.
So you're always thinking of them. You have to change your brain to be attracted to something else. You know?
But I'm saying attraction aside, just physical.
No,
you're
not following what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, even if the feeling is good, you're still imagining a woman in your head.
Lewis
will only ever go to a woman. Are you guys following me? I feel like
I do know what you're saying.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. What I'm trying to say here is, if you're trying to create the vagina, you're only going to imagine the vagina. So you got to change your mind to not want women. To want something
done.
Wild. What?
Done.
Yes.
Ready.
Or like, not even like men. I'm saying like some kind of like a gun, right? And then you'll be attracted to guns and then a revolver. Stick your dick in a revolver.
But I'm telling you is I think I'm saying attraction aside. I'm saying just physical.
You can't take a track.
I have. I've taken it out. I'm saying the physical feeling. Lewis, can you think of anything in the world? And this is the debate we've been having. Is there anything, man-made or otherwise, that feels better to put your penis inside of than a vagina?
Anything?
Anything. Could be
no,
anything.
No.
No, right? It's the perfectly designed for it.
Exactly.
It is because it is, number one, you know, it does have a weird, like, suction-y type of thing. It does, it pulls on the dick, it gets wet, it engulfs it completely. You know, there's something about, like, you're massaging her while she's massaging you. Yeah. The butthole, there's not enough surface area. There's something that happens when you get inside of that butthole.
Yeah. Exactly what Zach said.
It's like, it's almost like a hard ring that you're pounding.
Yes,
right?
Right.
Like a balloon almost. Like if you were to cut your whole, you know how like that old Howie Mandel bit? And he put his head inside of the balloon? Mm. Like that's sort of what...
Lewis doesn't know what a condom is. I bet you like a vibrating machine... Pocket pussy. I bet they can get the technology there. Perfect temperature. Because also, you're going to date a girl.
It's psychological. So it's partially psychological, right? So your nature, right? This is why I was saying you guys were so blasphemous before. Because that's what we are designed to fuck. So attraction is psychological. Like you're in your head, whatever it is. Like I don't know how much of it is psychological, how much is physical. But a big part of it is just like we're programmed that way. So
we can't separate the mental from the physical.
That's what I'm saying. You denied me.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm saying. Lewis is backing up your point.
Yeah, every time you masturbate, it's a man or woman. It's going to be in your brain. No one masturbates to...
Just the physical feeling of...
Yeah, t-shirts or the feeling.
Or you're not going, my dick feels good, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My dick feels so good right now. Fucking good dick. You're always thinking, like, you're imagining fucking... You're doing
procreating.
You're in a fantasy. Do you ever masturbate without thinking of a person? Do you just do it for the same way you would get a massage?
That's how you know a psycho.
That would be psychotic.
Yes.
Well, and that's why the craziest porn is always...
He didn't answer.
No, of course not. No one does that. Yeah, I do that. I just jack off, thinking about other stuff during my day. Like, no, of course. Yeah, you're right. Everyone jacks off. But the craziest porn... is not like the like dirtiest or the wildest. It's the porn that's almost not porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my college roommate, we found on his computer, he used to jerk off to just fully clothed women, and it would just be a shot of them like standing at a bus stop, and then they'd pee their pants and look really embarrassed. And that was what did it for him. And that's so much crazier to me.
It's not that crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Just a woman peeing her pants and you can't see the pee. She's just in clothes. And
that's not
just
that crazy.
You don't think that's a pretty big kink.
Hey, Shannon, can you find, there's a website, I think it's called womenstuckinthedirt.com. I swear to God, it's women in cars trying to drive, but they can't get out of the dirt. And there's no sex. There's no one helping them. They're just going, oh, no, I can't. And the wheels are spinning and dirt. And I don't know what. It's for somebody.
It's the same. No, that's the same type
no
of
sexual.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing. Women humiliated.
Yeah, them needing help. Ooh, them being stuck. You being the big bad hero to come and save them. I get it. It's not that crazy. I've gone on journeys where I've just been. I remember it was a few years ago. Like I had ran out of things that were turning me on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like looking at just hot chicks in bikinis.
It resets. You go back to the beginning.
Yeah, dude. It was like just a fucking hot chick. You can see her nipple rings through her bikini top. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking crazy. And that was crazier to me than anything else. Like any of the fucking, you know, crazy porn that I've watched. I haven't even watched that crazy a porn, but like, you know, just you sort of go through all the categories.
We call that finishing the alphabet. Yeah. You get to Z, you got to go back to A. It's been so long since you've been to A that A is now enticing again.
I feel like we're of an age where we're very good at sexually pleasing women because people of our generation. No. Listen, because people of our generation came up.
Look at Shannon, didn't turn on again.
we came up when. Like, I remember I would come home from school and the internet was so fucking slow,
mm-hmm.
was so slow that I had time to click on one picture and it would take so long.
Yeah, let it load.
So long to load.
You walk away.
That I only could had whatever picture came up, I had to jack off to it because my mom was coming home from work. So I had to jack off to whatever came up. Yeah. So I became this open-minded, like, yeah, I'll fuck whoever, because I grew up like, a foot picture. I got to come to that.
I used to just click through, before even that, I would just go through the regular channels and just jerk off to any woman on the screen. Any woman that came.
Yeah.
I would click through and I would fantasize, like, yeah, I get her. Then I go to the Channel 4 News. It'd be some fucking weather chick. I'm like, ah. Then I click to Ellen. I'm like, ah, Ellen, I'm going to fucking rape you. I would go through everything. Roseanne, Darlene. It didn't matter who, whatever female was on the screen.
Added a little something
now,
there
on
Ellen.
I said earlier that somebody's jerked off to every YouTube video.
Yeah,
every TV show. That's why, because somebody's flipping through the channels no matter what.
Yeah.
So if your kid is in a commercial, somebody's jerked off to your kid.
Yeah.
Whether or not they were attracted to them or not, somebody jerked off to your kid.
I had Waterworld on VHS, and there's one ass in that movie. The woman, Kevin Costner saves the kid, and the woman offers herself to him. He denies it, but she drops her clothes, and you just see her ass for like two frames. And that fucking frame, I wore the frame out on that VHS. You couldn't even see her ass anymore.
I had VHSs where during the sex scene, they would go,
yeah. Dude, honestly, this frame was like fucking done because I would pause it there so many times.
I used to beat it
to a picture of an ass.
I used to jerk off to the Squigglies. Remember, you all used to jerk off to the Squigglies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
the Playboy channel?
The Playboy was scrambled?
Yeah.
I remember I was fucking going to town. Then all of a sudden, it clears up just enough, and I was like, is that Danny Glover? And it wasn't Playboy. It was pay-per-view. I was been masturbating to Operation Dumbo Drop the whole time. And I was like, well, this is who you are now. You get that one second of clarity.
Yeah. There was, my mom had a bunch of VHSs that I would like have. I remember Angel Heart was one of them.
Oh.
It was like a blood voodoo scene that I would beat my dick to all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
There was a bunch, like, you know, Skinamax, those late night,
dude.
What you do is you have to time it. This is how committed you had to be to jerking off. You had to go like, all right, there's a movie coming on. You'd be looking at like the scrolling thing, right? Mm-hmm. So the way it used to be is, there'd be a scrolling guide, and you'd have to wait till the channel would come back up to see what's coming on. And you go, oh, shit, there's a movie called Body Ecstasy coming on at 1 a.m. Be like, there has to be.
Yeah.
It's rated R. Yeah. Okay, you see that? You're like, it's rated R.
Yep.
There's got to be some shit in that. But you had to wait till 1 a.m. to see the slate before.
The screen. Oh, it meant everything.
Brief nudity. I waited up for brief nudity.
Yeah.
You wanted
strong sexual content,
yes. Adult situations, and that's it. And then you'll just sit there waiting.
Yeah.
Like, yes, with your dick in hand. And that's how committed you had to be to seeing nudity.
Dude.
And then if your mom got up during that scene, that was it.
I'd love to tell
that was it. The whole day wasted.
Come. Yeah.
She's going to suck your dick, hopefully.
I would love to tell a kid today that's got this fast fucking internet right on their phone, porn in their own bedroom. I'd love to say, let me see you try and jerk off to an episode of HBO's Real Sex.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Go ahead and try that, because something hot's going to come up, and then in 2 seconds it's going to be old people naked making pops.
Not hot.
Yeah.
You pray to God when you're watching the box that somebody ordered Mystical Shake Your Ass while your mom was in the shower.
Yeah.
Wow, Mystical Shake Your Ass, that was a big-time video.
Yes.
Yeah, that and Put Them on the Glass were my two jack-off videos.
Yeah. The Real Sex was a
puzzle for jerking
off. It was you son of a bitch, HBO. You know what
they knew what they were doing.
You know what we wanted.
Yeah,
you had a bunch of 12-year-old kids around the country going, "Real sex, cool. Real people, real sex."
Yeah. But then, unfortunately, it was real people.
And it was just once in a while you get out, like they'd be at a strip club.
Yes.
And the second would be like, "We're at fucking Tasty Strip Club."
Yes,
and you're like, yes, and you beat your dick. But then it would go, it's like, now we're in a nudist colony with just fat men.
Yeah. Here are men women who ride fat men like horses.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
The pony one?
I remember the pony one, yeah.
I remember all.
All HBO's content, 90% of the people watching that were horny kids with their dicks out, not masturbating.
Yeah. Taxi Cab Confessions, same thing.
And there never was titties on that.
There was one jerk-offable scene in Taxi Cab Confessions ever, and then we all wasted our lives trying to watch that fucking show.
We all approved season 3 through 8.
Yes.
Expecting someone to fuck in a cab, and they never did.
You're telling me a fucking story about the time you got robbed? Shut up. Yeah. Pull your titties out, whore.
Dude, that's why we miss out. Like, European Big Brother, they fuck in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And they show it.
That's crazy. Yeah,
well, I remember visiting, because my dad's an immigrant. He's from Ireland. So we'd go to Ireland a lot when I was a kid because he still had a lot of relatives there. And I remember being there and just looking in the fucking newspaper.
Yeah.
And page 3 is just a naked girl in every fucking newspaper.
It's
just page 3, just a huge tit naked girl. And
like we have page 6 here where it's like celebrity rumors. Yeah. Page 3 in Europe is just a fucking big set of tits.
It's just big tits. And you're like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever seen the movie on Netflix called Love?
Oh, I watch it's Love straight porno. Greg turned me on to it.
I've jerked off to scenes on the internet from this movie. Yes.
You have? Oh, so you've seen the scenes.
I've seen the scenes. Because that's a category that I jerk off to with regularity, where I've gotten there. I'm off it right now, but I've been back on it. Real sex scenes in mainstream movies.
One of my favorite things.
Love
in the world.
That category. There's lists. You can find all the fucking movies. There's a bunch of them.
Right now,
the
my thing is softcore porn on like Amazon Prime.
Oh, I do a little bit of those.
Like, dude, sexy comedies?
I love, you know, like, it's like Boogie Bash 3. It's the old, you know, Invisible Woman. It's like, what the fuck is this shit?
No, so tell me about love this movie, Love.
Dude, Love opens.
Greg got me onto this.
With a legit hand job
straight
to
porno.
A guy coming.
Pull it up.
Dude, it's insane.
It's a straight porno.
It's a straight porno, but it's kind of romantic, you know? It's like, I love the idea
of, fast forwarded it. But.
Well, there was like, what was the big one? There's like
Nymphomaniac.
Nymphomaniac.
Now, Nymphomaniac, they say is
body
all simulated. They say it's all simulated.
No,
I don't believe
it. It's not simulated. They have porn stars.
But they say it's simulated.
No.
Oh, really?
I believe they did an interview. They have porn stars sitting in for the close-up shots, the actual penetration.
And then for some shots, when you see the people's real faces.
They use CGI.
They CGI their faces on the porn stars.
Yeah, the girl's being double-teamed by the two African guys who start arguing about not fucking letting their dicks touch.
Right.
In Africa.
Which, by the way, Shannon, that's how that's going, just so you know.
Yeah, it's fucking, I mean, it's, you're like, god damn, like, how do you even jerk off this? And I did.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Pull up the first scene of Love.
Yeah, it's wild.
What was that, Bronze Bunny? It was like a legit.
Brown Bunny.
Yeah,
Chloe Sevigny blows
Vince Gallo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
any nuts in her mouth? I don't know if he really nuts.
He's literally punching her in the face and comes in her mouth.
That's fucking great. Filling up again.
Now,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say tell them about this lawsuit I have going. I'm suing Netflix. There's a French, women's volleyball team horror movie rated TVMA, no tits.
Just cursing.
You're telling me there's a French women's volleyball horror movie with no breasts.
That's psychotic.
I've never, that's ridiculous. Can you pull that up too? I forget the name of it, but
can we just watch the whole movie to see there's no tits in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes. You ever get halfway through a porno and go, I think I want to see how this ends?
Yeah.
I've
official selection out of competition. Let's see. This is the first scene.
This is the opening scene.
Oh, this is the movie.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dude, opening scene.
Oh, he's doing the thumb technique. Yeah, you gotta get the fuck
out. Lukumse kumsa.
Good for her.
Also, there's a comedy on Netflix called Love, which is how I found this. Because I was trying to watch
the
show Love.
The Lucas Brothers new movie.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
This isn't Jordan Rock.
Yeah. And this whole movie is this.
And he ejaculates.
He will.
There's a crazy threesome in it.
Good for... Look at his fucking knob-a-rooney. Oh, it's right in her face, too. She's almost touching it to her lip. What a whore. Like, her... She took acting lessons for this. Is she a real actress?
That's what I don't understand.
It's not that she took acting lessons. It's that she grew out her bush for this.
Yeah.
I think you have to legally. I don't think they show lips in life.
All right. All right, we got it.
Do we?
I mean, he ejaculates, right?
Yeah, he does.
It's a lot of editing they have to do for the YouTube version of this show. Sorry.
He's not a shooter, though.
He just blobbers.
After a 30th take.
That makes me feel better. I'm not a big shooter. More of a, you know, some people shoot, some people don't.
Yeah, you're a shooter or a blobber?
Yeah, I'm a blobber.
If I want to come on a girl's face, she has to be like behind me.
Yeah, I have a whole bit about that, about how if I have to come on a girl's tits, I got to put my dick on her tits like I'm welding, you know?
Look at this chick. She's hot.
That's
Who is she?
That's the girl who was just doing
What's
the scene.
What's her name?
I don't know.
What else has she been in?
Oh, she's beautiful.
It's Aomi Moyok.
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 She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very pretty, but has she done other things?
One sec.
Let's see.
Like anal?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's like artsy and shit, and it's fucking, but it is just porn.
That is just a straight porno movie. Pornography.
The majority of, let's see.
There's not a whole lot else.
I love that there's just a cameo on the Big Bang Theory.
That being said, I've never been in a movie, so she's still beating me.
No.
No, she was beating that other guy.
I just read here, that movie Love that we were just watching, it was originally released in 3D.
Come on. Yeah.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
All right. I like it. I have no problem with it, but, you know, she is what she is. She's a fucking porn star. She's just going to porn.
Well, I have to see, because I just fast-forwarded to the different sex scenes. I didn't see the in-between parts, because it is a movie. There is, like, dialogue and stuff happening. So maybe she's a good actress.
I mean, it just opens up with her giving a hand job. I mean, how do you tell your friends to go see this movie?
Exactly.
How do you tell your parents?
What?
The way they just did. There's a hand job on Netflix.
Dad, I'm in a movie.
It's fucking horrible.
Jeez. Well, good for her.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with
that. How
much
did she get paid
for
that?
Nothing. It's some fucking indie flick horseshit.
You think she didn't get paid at all?
She got paid 15 grand. 15 grand the whole movie.
That's not bad.
I don't think
it's a Honda Civic.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That guy just sent you his dick for free Six Flags tickets.
Well, Fast Pass. He doesn't get the Fast Pass, though.
And he didn't get the Fast Pass.
Yeah, we'll see. That's fucking hilarious. Well, good for her. Good for her. Shannon, let's go to the stupid ass topic of the day, this rooster that pecked a woman to death.
Oh, my God. You don't have a video of this, do you?
What?
We're not going to have to watch
it. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
What is this, Shannon? What happened here?
Okay, so a lady was murdered by a rooster.
I don't know if it's murder.
Murdered by cock. Murdered by cock. Lewis attacked. God, I'm good at jokes. So, what happened here?
So, she was she raises chickens. So, she was out in the back, and she was attacked by a rooster.
She was attacked by cock.
And
I say.
Hold on. Go back up. I really, for some reason, I really like that they put quotes around rare. Like it's not rare.
We don't know it's rare.
So-called rare attack.
I mean, were they almost like trying to make like a pun? But nobody serves chicken rare.
Yeah, I think.
So, like, you're stomped to death by a cow in a rare attack. Yeah. That would be a funny like thing.
Yeah, medium well.
I think the quotes are probably because it's directly from a quote in the article, but it still just looks weird.
Yeah.
Like,
All right, so what happened in the story?
So this rooster was being very aggressive with her and started pecking at her legs and ended up pecking directly over a varicose vein, and she bled to death.
I say good. Any woman who has varicose veins, they're so unsightly. They need to, can you get them fixed?
Yes.
Yes, you can have an operation.
How do you get them fixed?
In the operation.
Shannon, do you have varicose veins? I bet you do.
No.
I know you don't.
I'm not that old.
I know you don't.
Spider veins.
Yeah.
Let me ask some questions here. What was the time frame on this? Because I feel like this woman did not attempt to say, like, she could have, she starts bleeding, right? She needs to take action. You're not going to bleed out right away.
Yeah.
What did she do? She just stood there and didn't put
is
a band-aid?
Is she in the middle of nowhere without access to a hospital?
How old was she? That this
she's
could
76.
Oh, okay.
And she collapsed immediately.
Yes,
as soon as it hit the vein, she
collapsed. Oh, help! Help!
The chickens are just pecking her.
Her last words were, "I always thought it would be my chimp that killed me."
Dude, so this woman died. Wow. She lived a long life though.
Oh, Jesus.
What is this?
Jesus.
This varicose vein surgery.
Oh, God.
Shannon,
oh,
you bitch.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck is going on?
Get out of my face.
These are who's going to fuck you good?
That's a good point, Zach.
These are who's going to fuck you good? You okay? I love it.
Do they pull them out of your body? Where is it? What are they doing? What are they doing to her veins?
I just turn away. I just turn away and I look at Shannon.
What are they doing? They're snipping them.
It looks like a map of a river.
It looks like a brick wall to me because that's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Stop it. All right. Take it off now, Shannon. Thank you. Thank you.
Send that guy the fucking Six Flags tickets.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was unpleasant.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. This is a fun show. Jesus Christ. You have to watch that. We're back. Real Ass Podcast. I'm in New York for a while now. Got a couple gigs coming up. We didn't do any plugs today. It's all good. The 21st and 20th, 21st with Kurt Metzger, Nashville, Zanies. Check out the other podcast. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. You get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many more podcasts here on the network. Make sure you use that promo code RAP. Check out the Red Dude Cast with Brendan Ayer, Greg Stone, and is DeVito on it anymore?
Yeah. No, DeVito's on it.
Does DeVito move?
Very briefly.
Month.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's back now. All right, good. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys so much for listening to Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Brand new show, bitches. Peace.
That's all, folks.